This is VOA News. I'm Helena. Talks on the invasion of Ukraine have yielded no breakthroughs as Russian troops draw closer to Kyiv. Meanwhile, Ukraine and Western states appealed to the international community to support a draft resolution at the United Nations General Assembly condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Pleas for peace in Ukraine dominated an emergency session at the United Nations, while hours of diplomatic talks between Ukrainian and Russian officials in Belarus ended without agreement. Both sides said they would try again soon. As blasts were heard in Kyiv, Ukraine is seeking a ceasefire and the complete withdrawal of Russian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced he has signed Ukraine's application to join the European Union. It's a mostly symbolic act that normally takes years to achieve, and his country hasn't met the required benchmarks, but it signals a desire to draw closer to European allies. For their part, the 27-member EU bloc voted to provide aid and weapons to Ukraine, and EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell says officials have been meeting to figure out how to organize the flow of support, which they say will be coordinated with NATO.
They need a defensive purpose arms of any kind, and we are going to provide them.
I'm Jennifer King.
Protesting outside the UN headquarters, Ukrainian-born Oleksandr says Russia does not deserve a seat in the UN.
Russia has no place in the Organization for Peace. United Nations must immediately expel Russia, take that flag down, because Russia right now has started a bloody war in my country, where, as a result of which, civilian people are dying, kids are dying, Russians are purposely targeting civilian people, civilian districts, bombing their bombshells.
The General Assembly is meeting under what is known as the United for Peace resolution. We continue to follow these stories and more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday it was time for the West to consider imposing a no-fly zone for Russian missiles, planes, and helicopters. The actions would be in response to Russian shelling of the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. In a video address, Zelensky did not specify how and by whom a no-fly zone would be enforced. He said Russia had launched 56 rocket strikes and fired 113 cruise missiles in the past 5 days since beginning its invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. The Russian military assault on Ukraine went into its fifth day Monday. There was a tense calm in the Ukrainian capital, but explosions and gunfire were heard in embattled cities in eastern Ukraine as Russian troops met unexpected resistance. At a U.S. news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia will not give up on taking Kyiv.
They continue to want to move on Kyiv, to capture Kyiv, to take Kyiv. Although we don't know everything about this convoy, it is certainly in keeping with what we believe to be their intent with respect to the capital city.
Meanwhile, Western sanctions triggered by the invasion sent the ruble plummeting, so ordinary Russians flocked to banks and ATMs to draw out cash. The International Olympic Committee has recommended that athletes and officials representing Belarus and Russia be barred from participating in upcoming sporting events. The IOC's executive board said Monday the recommendation was necessary to protect the integrity of global sports competitions and for the safety of all participants. The Russian Olympic Committee voiced disagreement, saying the decision contradicts both the regulatory documents of the IOC and the Olympic Charter. The IOC's board recommendation comes 4 days before the start of the Winter Paralympics in Beijing. Escalating conflict in Ukraine, the grinding pandemic, and as always, the economy are likely to dominate President Joe Biden's first State of the Union speech on Tuesday in Washington, D.C. The constitutionally mandated address is the rhetorical highlight of the year for the U.S. president. President Biden is no exception, but this year's State of the Union, his first, although he has previously addressed a joint session of Congress, comes at an especially fraught time. As if to underscore that, Capitol Police said on Sunday that they were taking extra precautions at the site of the speech. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.